It doesn't matter why I was there. Where the hair is sterile and the sheets stained. It doesn't matter that I was hooked up to this thing that buzzed and beeped every time my heart leaped like a man whose faith tells him God's hands are big enough to catch an airplane.
Told me, and every time I tell tell it all. Say, see, there's bravery in this world. There's 6.5 billion people curled up like fists protesting death. But every breath we breathe has to be given back. A 9-year-old boy taught me that. So hold your breath. The same way you'd hold a pen when writing thank you letters on your skin to every tree that gave you that breath to hold. And let it go. And let it go. And let it go. And let it go. Because what is your night worth without a story to tell? And why wield a word like worth if you've got nothing to sell? People drop pennies down a wishing well, as if the cost of a desire is equal to that of a thought. But if you've got expectations, expect others to buy your exact same dream for the price of a hard work, hanging, hold on mentality. Like I accept any challenge, so challenge me. Like I brought a knife to this gunfight, but the other night I mugged a mountain, so bring that shit, I've had practice. Lewis and I cracked this world wide open, found the prize inside, we've never lied to ourselves. Never told ourselves it would be easier and demanding. Never dreamt of anyone handing us anything, so we sing in our own vibration and dare angels to eavesdrop and stop mid-flight to pluck feathers from their wings and write demands that God's hands take the time to catch you. This is the first one I grew.